We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to KC Sports Network, proudly presented by Empress Bank. Coming up, the latest on the 2024 NFL Draft from the team at KC Sports Network, your home for Kansas City Chiefs coverage.
The Kansas City Chiefs are on the clock at pick 211. This is the sixth round. What's up, everybody? Kent Swanson, Craig Stout hanging out here, having an incredible time trying to raise as much money as we possibly can for the Power Mizzou scholarship for Terrez Paylor. And we have already exceeded last year's total, so thank you for that. We're going to continue to do that. And if you're listening to this afterwards, please consider donating because we want to continue to support Terrez and his legacy. But the Kansas City Chiefs are on the clock in the sixth round. And, you know, I think at this point, some of the players that you might be, like, naming specifically, maybe, you know, there's probably a red flag there.
Yes.
There's probably something. So, like, I don't want to get too locked into players, with great talent. Christian Mahogany does go off the board right before the Chiefs make their selection.
Okay.
That was a player that the Chiefs had had in for a top 30 visit, and he's an interior offensive lineman, but I don't know if they would have been taking Christian Mahogany anyway because, you know, they had already taken Hunter Norzad just around earlier. So there's still plenty of interesting options for this team. I could see him going back to the well of wide receiver potentially. There's a couple prospects out there. Like, we've talked about, like, a Brendan Rice. At this point, if you want to try to throw
Johnson.
It next.
Cornelius Johnson. I would be very excited about, there's a couple guys like that. If they want to go to the edge route, you know, Miles Cole makes some sense. A guy with a lot of length that they want to add to that. I don't love the defensive tackle depth all of a sudden now. They could still take a guy that could be a contributor. There's still a couple of guys out there, but they kind of missed the pocket on that, and that's okay. That's absolutely okay. They've got guys that they can play on the interior. That was more of a 2025 pick. If you went to the defensive side of the ball, like, okay, corner. Are we going to look at corner? All the tier one testers are gone. Do they take a look at another guy that's maybe doesn't have the same athletic profile as some of the other guys that they picked, but maybe is a better scheme fit that they feel more comfortable as a depth piece to Joshua Williams and Jalen Watson? Like, what's your vibe there?
I don't know. I think there's a lot of flexibility that the team has at this point. Like, I don't feel like they're gonna. Oh, they have the pick. We do have the pick. It's Tennessee cornerback Kamal Haddon.
Yes. So they do go with a cornerback there that is now the lowest athletic testing cornerback that they've taken since Rashad Fenton there. but still a good football player. Has a lot of size still. You know, he's 6'1", 193. A little bit shorter arms, despite having that sort of length. Not a terribly slow at 4.5 40. They're going to be able to protect him with some of these safeties that they have added over the past. But the scheme makes sense. He was one of PFF's highest graded corners.
Yes.
In last year, fifth highest amongst all qualifying corners last year. So scheme fit does matter. That's what we were just saying before this happened. It really does matter. Yes.
And this is a scheme fit player.
It is. Yes.
It's not a swing on an athletic athletic profile. This is a, you know, it's a more specific scheme fit type player. And it's kind of like similar to, you know, like what we had with Rashad Fenton. He's not the best athlete, but he did fit the scheme.
But it was perfect scheme fit.
They got production out of him. It's kind of funny because Matty Lane tweeted out 24 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Kamal Haddon.
Of course he did. Of course he did. He's ahead of all of that. But, I mean, yeah, he makes sense. He was the number 178 player on the KCSN draft guide and a player that, you know, we liked quite a bit there. But again, 25th corner on there. You're taking a pick in round six here.
This is the sweet spot where the Chiefs have had a lot of success drafting cornerbacks.
Correct.
So, like, they're continuing just to take swings on players that, you know, that might fit what they want to do. And so you're getting a guy that can play in a press alignment, mm-hmm. and he's one of the more physical cornerbacks.
That's the physicality that matters.
And I think he's really good at using his length, his size. He's actually maximizing the profile that he has to be able to redirect receivers and be physical at the line of scrimmage. That's what this Chiefs team MO has been with their cornerbacks, and this is another guy that kind of fits their ability to do that.
And I do want to go ahead and say here that, yeah, while his athletic testing may not have been impressive, he's also coming off of a season-ending injury. Mm-hmm. So he was recovering. He was trying to put some of this stuff on tape. He might be a better athlete than we have seen. So maybe the Chiefs have a little inside line. This happened with Brian Cook as well.
I think
he's an engineering. Yeah.
It's one of those, the tape's better than the athletic profile on tape is better than what you
better
saw
than what
in
you
the
saw.
Athletic test.
Correct.
But yeah, he was a highly productive player before and a really successful player. He had three interceptions, 8 pass deflections this
That's
season.
Correct.
A lot of ball production.
Yep.
And
we know how Steve Spagnuolo likes that. Physical with ball production? Yeah, that's a guy that fits. And a top 5 coming out of high school prospect. So they're banking on the growth. They're banking on some of this. We have seen this before with other players that they have drafted at this point in the draft. Feel good about getting a guy with a pedigree, a little bit of a pedigree. But again, the scheme fit matters. That physicality, the athleticism does show better on tape than it does with the testing. And again, like, by all the advanced metrics, people loved him. People loved what he did from a targeting standpoint, from a completion percentage standpoint. He's been a very productive corner in his time in Tennessee.
It's kind of funny because, like, he has size and physicality. The length isn't ideal. It's sub 31 inch arms, which is probably another thing that might have knocked him a little bit.
Yeah, maybe.
But down here in the round six, mm-hmm. like, that doesn't matter. Like, it's like you can take some swings on players like this, and like the tape was really good. I think that's probably something we're going to hear from the scouts here in a little bit. Whenever the pick is made or when the pick is announced, we just liked his tape.
I want to say this here: quarterbacks completed just 12 of the 33 passes thrown at him last year, 6 of them being broken up, and 3 of those passes being intercepted. I mean, that's absurd.
Yeah.
Like, that's absurd. And again, that means he wasn't targeted very often. Again, only 33 passes thrown.
Team staying away from him, yeah.
Team staying away from him. And when they did target him, they weren't able to complete passes. So banking on recovering from an injury here, he's been injured a couple of times in his career, but banking on recovering from injury, banking on the scheme fit, this checks a lot of boxes for Dave Merritt and Steve Spagnuolo.
Curious if the Chiefs are interested in him and his special teams value. That's always going to be something interesting to hear, especially with the Chiefs cornerbacks. Like, that's one. It's been one thing with their swings in the bottom of day three. Like, there's even the Joshua Williams, the Jalen Watsons of the world have had to play special teams for the Chiefs
recently,
last year.
Yeah.
And Nick Jones was another one of those players. Some interesting an interesting player that they liked. Had some inside-outside versatility, but the thing that kept him around and earned him the opportunities was he was earning the trust on special teams. I think that's probably going to be the same path to success for Kamal Haddon, too. He's going to have to be a special teams contributor in year one in order to earn. It's, you know, like we talk about earning the right to rush the passer with Steve Spagnuolo, mm-hmm. In early downs. Well, these cornerbacks have to earn the right to play defense by contributing on special teams early.
Yeah.
So, Craig, I want to go and do this. Why don't we go ahead and why don't you give me a grade for Kamal Haddon out of Tennessee?
I'm going to go ahead and say, again, I'm going to go with, the Matty Lane grading scale, where you're taking an appropriate value player, you're taking the right thing, that is a C. I'm going to go a B minus in this scenario here. It's hard to get really mad about it, you know, a sixth round pick. We'll see what happens coming off of injury. I'm curious if once we hear from the scouts about this pick, if they really feel good about it. If we come back and we hear, oh, he's way better athlete than this. We love what it is here. He's going to fit in into special teams. He's going to be another rotational piece. I think this paves the way for a Joshua Williams and a Jalen Watson to start. So, I mean, maybe that's some of my trepidation here is that, you know, you're not maybe getting the same sort of ceiling, but we'll see. We have seen those guys pushed in camp. There's no reason that Kamal Haddon can't come into camp and push one or both of those guys. So a B minus in the end.
It's like a C plus for me, and it's not like I'm not disappointed in this pick at all. Mm. There's no disappointment here whatsoever. It's not that I'm not overwhelmed by the pick either. I think this is an appropriate value sixth round pick. The Chiefs are taking a swing on a cornerback when there's really not a ton of cornerbacks, kind of especially outside cornerbacks that are really
for sure
worth them taking a look at right now. Like this is one of the better options for them when they're looking at outside corners in round six, and so I think this is a completely acceptable move for them to try to take a swing on this guy. I'm not like over the moon for it. I'm not underwhelmed by it. I think this is a very solid pick.
Right,
so I'll go with a C plus, adding another player to this room when, you know, they need to continue to take these kind of swings because they've been very good about, you know, identifying players that they really like at the cornerback position. Their hit rate has been remarkable. Even looking at Nazi Johnson.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
You know, just a couple years ago, he was getting opportunities to play as an outside corner. Matty Lane giving it a B++. Matty Lane was very excited about this.
Yeah, he was.
He tweeted out like 25 minutes before the pick was even made that he wanted him. So, this team has had a lot of success picking cornerbacks, specifically outside cornerbacks.
I know. I would say Kamal,
draft.
Kamal Haddon's tape is better than a lot of the outside cornerbacks that they've taken recently.
Yeah.
So, I mean, keep that
in mind.
That's
true. Yeah. And, maybe doesn't have ideal length and he's coming off injury and, like, there's some question marks there, but... That's why he's here.
Mm-hmm.
Probably goes a little bit earlier if he doesn't have that season-ending shoulder injury. And maybe, who knows what his testing looks like if he's getting to kind of go through
the
entirety of the process. So I'll give it a good C+. I'm totally content and happy with this pick. And it's not changing my overall grades of the draft in any way, shape, or form.
Fits right in.
Absolute banger of a draft continues for Brett Veach. Selecting cornerback Kamal Haddon out of Tennessee.
Thank you for listening to KC Sports Network. We appreciate your support. Don't forget to hit that follow button and leave us a review if you like what you heard. You can find all six of our channels covering the Chiefs, Royals, Sporting KC, and the KC Current, plus KU, K-State, or Mizzou by searching KCSN wherever you listen to podcasts. We're also on YouTube. Entertain, educate, inform. KC Sports Network.